بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. About the word قم, the first image coming in my mind is the ability of standing up. When the human is told قم, it has two messages. In fact, means the first is you can, you are able to, and you are equipped by some blessing, by some abilities to do so. And the second message is the responsibility of standing up. It means that you are able and you are responsible to do so. And the second image coming to my mind is about the situation of standing up compared with sitting. When we are standing up, we are looking around in a higher level, and we are able to look further. We are able to looking at further landscapes and also further and more people around us. So the situation of standing up helps us to see more and also further. Besides, standing up, it's not just a situation for body. I think it has different aspects. The aspects can be about growing and developing in different kinds of abilities, in fact, such as developing in physical aspects, mental aspects, progressing and getting information and being more knowledgeable and developing in spiritual aspects. Standing up, it's a kind of developing, a kind of growth in different kinds of aspects. So another message by it is growing up, elevating whatever is inside you, and increasing and progressing in different aspects. It seems that the first step is growing. If somebody is grown up, if somebody is developed, is progressed properly, can stand up, and after that the responsibility starts. And the last image coming into my mind about standing up is that when we are standing up, we are attracting lots of attention. We are in the center of some eyes, and sometimes we are in the limelight. So it has some advantages and some disadvantages. It has some benefits and some harms. The benefit can be seen by lots of people, can be focused by lots of people to interact with them, and to attract their attention, to talk with and to convey some ideas and beliefs. But beside that, on the other hand, we have some harms. In fact, we are attracting some enemy's eyes, some opposed one's eyes, and it can result in getting targeted by dangers, some we can be hurt, in fact. And compared with sitting between people, standing up and being in the center of eyes can be really dangerous, and you can't hide anymore. So it's a kind of selection between sitting and standing up, and when you are selecting standing up, it seems that you should be ready for lots of dangers and harms, and So it's a kind of hard decision. And coming to the point of different kinds of qiyam around me, I believed that a very, very different level of understanding and perfection and development, whatsoever we have inside us and whoever we are and in whatever situation we are in, we are supposed and we are responsible to convey and transfer whatever we know better than the others to other people. So it doesn't matter what I am. I'm not a prophet at all. No matter what I am, whatever I know, I should convey and transfer this to people who don't know that, or maybe they are ignoring it. So it can be, it can start from a very, very tiny, maybe unimportant things around me to some very, very critical and very critical and vital important things around me. So I'm responsible about all the things in the range of unimportant and very important things around me. This is Biglow.